save for St. John the Evangelist, and they tried to boil him in oil. It just didn't work. So all 12 of the apostles were martyred. The idea here that when we only want to go where there's safety, you know, research-tested audiences. That's not what we do here. It's not what, that's not what we're trying to do here. Still, we have to be prudent about staying on the on this side of fundraising. And of enticing and encouraging new people to listen and become members and shop in our store. Our store is a great store. You should be shopping in it. There's no reason not to be buying your coffee and your autograph signed books. And as I keep saying, you know how many emails I get when I say to someone, when I say to the audience, hey, we have accounts with Ignatius Press, Tan Books. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to Ignatius Press PR guy about the movies coming out this spring from Ignatius Press. ISI Books. You name your the book publisher, Angelus Press, Angelico Press. You name the press you guys are reading books from, and we have a vendor retail / wholesale account. I can get you the book. There's even a good chance I can get you this book signed. Why our little bookstore has not taken off yet with all the variety that it has in it, the handmade holy rosaries and coffees and all that stuff, is just another one of those. Well, you know, dude, it's not what God has planned for you just yet. Well, let me just make a, but back to Laura Ingraham, let me make a comparison here. Here is a, I'm just going to pick one. Here's a CBS News report. From last, what's the date on this? April the 2nd. Today's what, the 4th, right? So this is from Monday. Now, again, this is not an endorsement of Laura Ingraham. Some of you have said, Mike, you need to lay off of Laura Ingraham. She's one of us. Just because she works for Fox News doesn't make her a bad guy. Okay, well, I have thrown Laura Ingraham in with the talk radio mafia and the never-ending agitation for war crowd, which far too many times I have read and heard she has been a member of. Now, maybe not all the time. Having said that, though, I know that Laura Ingraham is a... I know that she's adopted a couple of kids. I know that she converted to Catholicism some years ago. Yeah, Maggie O'Connell's telling me she even tweeted something about Holy Week. Now, was she trying to be nice to him? Okay, all right. Now, David Boss Hogg is this 17-year-old punk from Parkland, Florida, who is a useful idiot from to the MAGA haters. But why does the Crusade Channel matter, and why does this model? Now, the model may have to be adjusted from time to time, as I'm sure any business is. Why does the model matter? Because you ultimately are going to be, you and what is good, true, and beautiful are ultimately going to determine what the programming is going to be on this channel. It's not going to be many big heavyweight advertisers slinging their weight around and trying to control programming. I think that this is one of the fatal flaws of most media today, is that it is controlled by corporate money. It is controlled and influenced by the desire for corporate money and for corporate profits here. And there is just simply no moral mechanism present. Other than, look, we tried stealing it from the people and they wouldn't give it to us. I mean, they put too many alarms up. It made it too difficult. So we figured out another way to fleece them for it. We'll give them the internet.